You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. I've got a lot of callers. I might have my guest as my last caller, but I don't know yet. We'll have to see. But anyways, I want to talk briefly about what's going on with Planet Stars, Star Psychics, and mysticallivingtoday.com. As everybody knows, you know, I have a magazine, an e-zine, and, it took me 3 days to do this one. It's really beautiful, a lot of beautiful work from great authors, poets, people from China, Japan, all over, India, all over. And go there, mysticallivingtoday.com, and take a look at everything. It's free. You can just read all the articles and everything that's there. And then, of course, my stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the one that's, you know, I have a host of readers there. If you're brand new, your first 3 minutes is free. And then you get a special. Once you go into your account, there's another special that you can have rather than the regular rates that we offer. I don't know how many are on right now, but probably quite a few. Anyways, it's a great group. I interview them personally. And I know them. I can reach them at any time, and it's a great thing. And it's just over 9 years old, so that's good. And of course, planetstars.com. That was my first site. That's the hub. That's the one that houses the Akashic Bookstore, and we have a reading room on Thursday nights. And I mean, wander over there. Planetstars.com. Everything is with a Z. So I'm going to go to this one. I hope it's her. I have a feeling it is. So everybody, just hold on. Tammy.
Yes,
I figured it was you. How are you? Anyways, you're live on the air, but I want to tell everybody about my special guest. So she is a psychic, a life coach. She has her own website called AskTammyAdams.com. I'll give you the spelling of that after. She's from California. I'm looking at everything here. She speaks to guardian angels and spirit guides. And, are we going to have fun tonight?
I'm so glad to be.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy to have you. Now, I've got people waiting to talk to you. I did not tell anybody you would take questions. It's up to you. This is your show, and I've told all of them that I didn't know if you wanted to do that. I mean, we can if you want. The only thing is I want to tell everybody to limit it to one question if you do it, and it can't be like 10 or 15 minutes long. I mean, we want to give everybody a chance. So you're just popular tonight. I mean, I had them calling in already waiting for you.
Oh, nice. I love giving information from people's guardian angels and from, you know, spirit guides and people.
Okay. All right. You want to do that first or shall we just talk about you? Just talk about you.
Okay.
Or you have all the energy right now. Maybe you'd rather do them first.
I do have a lot of energy right now. I mean, I guess the best way to explain, you know, I have communicated with guardian angels. I've had amazing teachers who have benefited me in so many ways, just so people know who I am and, you know, the type of level of intuition I have. I've been gifted since forever, came into the world knowing my purpose, understanding my purpose. So being intuitive was not something I had to learn. It was learning how to master the intuition, learning how to function in a civilized world, you know, where other people, if you were spiritual or if you're intuitive and you lived in a tribe or you lived in the bush, you know, it's okay. You don't get judged. So it was really the judgment, the ridicule, the condemning, you know, looking down, being looked down upon, just the ridicule mainly is what really continued to break me as a child. So the teachers I had helped to rebuild my confidence and letting me know that it didn't matter what the world thought. It was more about the message and being the gift for God. So that's what brought me here today to continue spreading.
Right, but I mean, you've been doing this. I mean, what was it like when you were small? Wasn't it scary? I mean, that you could get
very
information. It had to have been scary.
Yeah.
I mean, what was your first experience? I would say encounter, but I'd like to call it an experience the first time. I mean, what happened?
It is an experience. Thank you for asking. I was about 5 years old, and, no one ever asked me this, so this is a good question. I was about 5 years old, and I remember being in the room. My mom and dad was leaving, and they were leading to an event, but I had no idea where they were going because they were very quiet and very private. And they didn't talk in front of us kids. You know, I was like, oh, we don't talk in front of the kids. And I was inside the room, and before they left, I had a visitor, which was my cousin. He was like my second cousin, so he was older. And he said, I need you to tell your dad to come here. And my father was just getting ready to leave the house. And I said, okay. He said, I need him to know something about how the car accident was not his fault and that it was an accident, loves his baby that's on the way. Please tell his wife that he adores her. He told me what to name the baby, and the baby's actually name was Natalie, the one that was in his wife's stomach that he passed away, a couple months before the baby was born. And it was very, very, very real, where I could see him. I saw what he was wearing. I got slapped and was told that I was crazy and that I wasn't talking to, I was talking to darkness. I wasn't talking to God. I wasn't talking to the spirit.
You're making it up. They figured you were making it all up. Yeah.
I'm making stories. What type of attention do I need? Whatever. And then as soon as my father got to the funeral, because that's where they were getting dressed up to go, he was wearing exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
it was...
So that was a realization to you, and you were so young. See, that's usually, I mean, I know what I was like when I was little. I certainly wasn't into dolls, but I was into planes. But you, you were a normal little girl at five years old, and you have this come to you, but you weren't afraid. It doesn't sound like you were afraid.
No. Since the moment I can remember, talking to guardian angels, talking to God, talking to Jesus, to me was always normal. That's like a normal day. I didn't realize that people didn't talk to God until I was in second grade. I thought that everyone in the world talked to God because I went to a Catholic school. So because I was brought up in a Catholic school with Catholic nuns, I was like, oh, well, this is normal, obviously everyone. And then I talked to my friends during one time in recess, and that's when I realized that I was different. Now, seeing spirits, that happened at 5 years old, I knew that that was not okay. I knew that that was wrong. But talking to God and Jesus and Mother Mary, I thought was normal because we always prayed. I was in Catholic school. It was like, oh, okay, well, this is normal. No one talked about their experiences with God, but I thought that was normal. So that was why I had so much confidence. And then when I got in trouble for mentioning it and for saying it when I was in second grade, that's when things became difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little Catholic, and I didn't go to Catholic school, but I had all the sacraments. I had to go through the whole thing. Good Friday, and this is hilarious. You get at the back of the church, and you would crawl on your knees to the altar on Good Friday, and everything was closed between 12 and 3.
Right.
And I can remember doing this, and I'm thinking to myself, this is really stupid. I mean, I was saying to myself, why are we doing this? Why can't we just walk to the altar? Why do we have to? We were on our knees. It was killing us. It was marble on the floor.
I know.
I never figured that out. So you know what it was like because you were in Catholic school. And
100%.
For those who've never gone to a parochial school, you have no clue. No clue.
No, and it's very challenging because there's a lot of judgment, and we're always feeling like as though that we're disappointing God. And later in life, because I was actually going to be a nun, and that's where I actually joined the convent for a short while because I was so intuitive. So I was like, well, I'm going to be just like St. Teresa, and I'm going to live in the church, and I see Mother Mary, and I lived in Yugoslavia with the visionaries who talked to Virgin Mary. So I was like, well, I might as well go be a nun. I live with God. I talk to God, so let me go be a nun. And then I realized that that wasn't my calling, that wasn't my purpose, because I could not, you know, God knows I love God, I love Jesus, I love Mother Mary, I love everything. I realized that could not in any way, shape, or form live in an organized religion setting, because I did not believe that God created us to suffer. All I was
and you would have you moment, would have had to have been quiet. I don't think that you were allowed to talk only certain times. Oh, I couldn't have done
no.
it. And I believe just like you. I mean, I am, you know, a devout spiritual woman that I talk to Archangel Gabriel. I talk to my friend Maya. I talk to Jesus because he appeared to me. And God, I mean, every day. This is every day. So
I know.
But years ago, you know, Tammy, if I would have said this to my friends, yeah, they went to catechism and all that with me, they would have looked at me like I was nuts.
They
were like, I don't want to say they were brainwashed, but they were, it was like they were dragged along. They never questioned anything like I did. I mean, at least they never said anything to me, but I was quiet. I kept still. I didn't say anything. Isn't that hilarious?
No, it makes total sense. I'm right there with you. I completely understand it. And, you know, that's what makes you so amazing, is because you've allowed yourself, which is very rare for me to find in the world. It's so rare to find someone that has the confidence and has the strength and the knowledge to know how to have the confidence to talk to Jesus, to talk to God, and just you pushing forward. So it's really nice being able to connect with you.
Thank you. That's a really nice compliment. I appreciate that. But, you know, even I've had some challenging times. I've had, you could call, miracles. I've seen, but I'm not like you. I mean, I have to explain to everybody, oh, yeah, I've got all these sights and all of that. But I'm not. I used to read cards. I started off with astrology, but I can't do what you can do. You have something extraordinary that you
Thank
can
you.
Do. You know, I I think people need to know what their limitations are and not say, well, I can do this. I can do that. No, I can't. I can't. I hear, but I can't hear. I can't say, okay, I need to, what can I tell Tammy today? I won't hear a thing. I can't do that.
Well,
but you can.
Well, and I understand we all have different abilities and we all have different purposes. That's why, I don't know if it says it on my website, it's an old website, but one of my biggest missions, which has been transformed in the last year and a half, is everything I do, every part of what I do is focused on creating an indigo school for kids and for people who have abilities. It's kind of like an X-Men school where people who have abilities have teachers and mentors and advisors and opportunities so that they can spread their wings and be enlightened emotionally, spiritually, intuitively, healing-wise, whatever it may be. Because I know that one of the things I prayed and wished I always had was exactly, you know, what I'm trying to create for the world today. You know, and it's a nonprofit. It's just to help them. It's not for profit, you know. And it's just we forget that one of the things that we are here to do is to be as a unity, as one team, one family. But
that's
with,
right.
With
not
religion,
me against you. You're right.
And
we're all
religion,
together.
Yeah, I always felt separated. You know, it's like when Jesus came here 2,000 years ago, he said, my Father God said, we're here for the Gentiles. And they're like, you mean the Jews? You know, it's like they didn't hear that it was for everybody. And
right.
We quite often forget that we had many prophets that have come here on this planet, Buddha, you know, Sadhguru, I mean, just so many people who come on this planet and have given us messages for God, from God, saying how we are here to create healing and to be as a unity, but we quite often forget that the biggest thing that we're missing out on is unity. And we create judgment, and we always think it's just for our people, for our family, for our belief, and it's not. It's for everyone. For those who don't understand, we should fight.
Yeah, it's
more
true.
For
people
those.
Don't understand, but I think with what I do, I bring people on to the radio show, like somebody like you, and you can explain things and because they don't get a chance often. They read. Everything is on the internet, and they read. And sometimes what you read is not true.
There used to be
a saying, don't believe everything you read and only half of what you see. I say don't believe everything you read and don't even believe what you see because it can be photoshopped. And I laugh.
I mean, that's the truth.
Unless I'm right with you, Tammy, next to you. Okay, this is real, everybody. I'm not, other than that, now, don't, you know, and that's such a misconception, and I see it all the time, and I cringe. I think, oh, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Not at all. Not at all. But,
yeah.
Anyways, your site is, I want to go and tell everybody, because I've got six callers now.
Okay.
You are called Susie Popular. It's Ask Tammy Adams, AskTammyAdams.com. And she's got everything about herself there. You can book a reading. And I want to remind everybody that's going to be asking questions. Please keep it to one question. And we, you know, I mean, I have time, but I don't want to drain Tammy. It's draining when people like herself do these kinds of things. So you have to remember that. But anyways, okay, well, you want to get started?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. I don't even know the first caller's name because I didn't get a chance, but I know it's a lady, and I know she's been sitting here a long time. So let's go with the first one.
Hello.
Hi there. You're live on the air with Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is, when do you see a significant other, single, a companion, life mate coming in?
Okay, let me look. Okay, Suzanne, I'm a very honest, blunt, honest, truthful person. I don't tell people what they want to hear and what they want to know. So what I'm being told is that you're not going to have an opportunity. Things aren't going to transform and change until June. One of the biggest things that's creating complications and difficulties in your life, Suzanne, is that you're not focusing on self-love. You still are holding on to pain and lacking trust. So you're not going to be able to accept the relationship that God and our guardian angels, that the universe is bringing into your life, until you learn to love yourself and truly look in the mirror and see how amazing you are first. And creating healing from some of the things that I see that are blocked connected to family issues with your foundation.
And June is not that far away, Suzanne. June is not that far away.
Not at all. A couple months.
Real quick, do you know how I'm going to meet the person, though?
I see you meeting the person in nature. It's a very clear picture. It actually looks like it's in Florida, but I'm not really for sure where you're from.
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, that makes sense. It could be Long Island. It looks like, you know what it kind of looks like? You know Fire Island?
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of looks a little bit like that.
Oh, well, I don't go there often, but I have beaches where I'm at, like near sort of where
I don't know the other beaches. I just know Fire Island. I'm just telling you what I see. I don't know all the other beaches on Long Island. But I know that, you know, Fire Island, because I go there to meditate because it's a really powerful place. And whenever I go and come to Manhattan, I go there. I always go to Long Island, and I spend time, whether it's in Oceanside or whatever. And I go and I spend time at the, you know, Fire Island, and it kind of looks like that because, well, that's what it looks like. You know, it has that Florida, a little bit like that Florida look. But I don't spend time at the other beaches, so I'm not sure what the other beaches look like, so I can't be specific. I just do know that it's in nature near the water.
And he's going, we're going to get along and everything, and lasting and all that kind of stuff.
If you allow yourself to open up yourself, yes. You have to remember, so many people ask me these questions where they say, I want to have happiness and I'm willing to be happy. Yes, but you can't be happy until you love yourself first. And that's just the number one rule. And a lot of people say, well, how am I supposed to trust if I already got hurt before? Okay, well, then how do you expect someone else to love you if you're not loving them back and giving them 100%? So I love what your guardian angel is advising you. You know, really look in the mirror. Look at yourself, Suzanne. Look at what you're blocking. Look at your fear, which is stopping you from receiving love, so that when the gift that God is presenting to you in June presents itself, which it will, but it's up to you to agree. So if someone says, hey, pretty lady, and you say, well, who the hell are you talking to? then obviously you're not going to welcome him. Or if you say, oh, yes, are you talking to me? Then you receive the relationship. It's about
okay,
our
okay, I'm going to say, oh, yes, are you talking to me?
Yes.
There you go. You got it.
So it's like that. Exactly. It's all about our – it happens. It we always receive the miracles and the gifts and the blessings that we're meant to have. But we are the ones who push them away because we sit there and say, that wasn't it. It wasn't so obvious. That wasn't it. It wasn't really clear. That can't be it. I wasn't ready. We push away the gifts. And we keep sitting there and saying, please, God, please, God. And then God gives and says, what are you talking about? I did this. I did this. I did this. You say, I wasn't ready. Well, it's not about being ready. Gifts come all hours of the day, all minutes of the day, 24/7, especially when we're not ready. So that's why this warning, you know, since you're asking such an amazing question, really take care of yourself. Really start focusing because that will make for sure that what I see is successful so that you can be happy.
Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, a blessing you're welcome. To you and be safe now.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, Tammy. I have to watch the time here for you or I'm going to have you talking all day and all night. No. Okay, the next one. Here's the next one. Her name is Amla. Isn't that I think it's Amla. She'll tell us. She
That's
will say what
name.
It is. Hi.
Hi.
You're on live on the air with Tammy.
You said my name perfectly, so thank you.
I did? Oh, okay. Okay, you hear that, Tammy?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because I love people so much, and I try to listen. You got to hear me talking to somebody who's come calling from France and Germany. Oh, yay, yay. Okay, get on your question. Go ahead, Amla.
Sure. Okay, so what's going on is that I know I'm a bright light, and in the sense of talking about loving yourself and being your authentic self, that's definitely me. What's happening is that my question is related to this is that I am a writer and I have a book coming out in April and my publisher is very difficult with me. Anything I do, it's wrong. I could feel it. I sense it. The empath, everything you do, she compliments everybody else on the team except me. I know she has a problem with me. She doesn't have to tell me. Energy doesn't lie. So I'm just wondering in the next month and a half, how do you sense I could work with her and not get so – my buttons get pressed. I don't exactly express them, but I get very nervous. My heart's beating faster, all that stuff, when she discounts me. So I don't know what you feel for that. It's crazy.
I have actually really good answers that your guardian angel talked way before you even finished your sentence. And
okay.
Showed me, because my eyes are closed. When I hear you guys, I automatically ask, you know, who's a part of this person? Do you guys have any messages? So while you're talking, I'm talking to them at the same time and keeping my eyes closed. And what I saw was that your sacral chakra is shut, your second chakra, which is creativity, intimacy, passion. And it doesn't mean that you can't write, even though you're a writer, and I'm shocked that she talked about your sacral chakra, because usually if your sacral chakra is shut, that means that you have issues with creativity, which includes writing. So
yeah.
One of the things that she's describing is she's saying that you have complications with your sacral chakra because of something that happened about 10 years ago. And when in 2010, 2011, you felt like you went through a massive change. And since that time, you put up a wall of protection and you sat there and you said, I am going to protect myself. Yes, okay, I'm going to be open. Okay, fine, but I'm going to protect myself. So you have this wall that's around you.
Okay.
That's stopping you from being able to have complete freedom in your whole space, because your solar plexus is really awesome. Now, I don't compliment people's solar plexus. That means intuition. Your solar
okay.
plexus is awesome. But what's happening is it's almost like as if the second and the fourth, which is the sacral
heart.
And the fourth chakra,
yes.
which is heart, they're,
yeah.
they're battling. Okay, it's almost like as if there's a constant pull. So if you look at your digestion, complications with your body, whatever it may be, it fits exactly
okay.
with what's going on energetically in your space. What
okay.
you need to do in order to fix this situation so that there's peace and tranquility is, like your guardian angel said, go back, meditate on your own, or go
okay.
to someone like me or someone else, and connect with somebody that is going to help you to create healing with the karmic ties that you have with this woman. You have karmic ties that are connected.
Karmic ties with her? I didn't know that.
Hold this. So you have karmic ties that are associated from the past. And that's what's created the complications, because this woman is jealous of you. This woman's envious of you. The reason why
really?
She's envious, yes, because it makes sense, though. Huh?
I'm so surprised. Like, you're saying all this. I'm like, huh? Like, I don't, yeah. I mean, I'm just being me. Isn't it a catch-22 when you're being, like, your authentic self? People can't stand it. I don't understand. It's like, I have nothing to prove. I just am me, and that's it, you know? Like,
I go through it.
It makes me laugh a little bit. Sorry, go ahead.
Every day. No, I go through it every day. People are so, I mean, I love my abilities. I love what I do, and I'm really excellent at what I do, but I would never wish my gifts on someone else. If people went through what I go through, walking on the street, seeing dead people, talking to God and hearing about warnings of the world, you know, just, and those are small examples. You would probably, you know, most people would probably go crazy. You know, thank God I understand it and I'm an old soul and all that stuff, but it's not the easiest thing being, you know, who we are. And sometimes it's very difficult. But when we are our true selves, you have to remember, most of the world living in a false reality, most of the world is living in a space of, oh, we got to act like this because this person's going to judge us. Oh, well, let's act like this. You're so natural. You're so, I don't give a care that she just loves your attitude, but is so envious and then gives you a harder time because she knows she can get away with it.
Oh, yeah, because she's the boss lady in its own right, because she's the publisher. It's like, I have to deal with, you know, I have to work with her. So basically what you're saying is that I work on this, meditate on my chakras, especially the second and the fourth, and really just kind of even go back to 10 years ago. It's funny because that's when I met her, 10 years ago. That's funny.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Perfect then. Well, there's a guided meditation CD that I have on YouTube that's for free, or it's on Spotify. Just look up Ask Tammy Adams Transcendental Meditation Guided, and maybe that'll help you to do, you know, it's for free, and just do it on your own. Spend time meditating, focusing on what I'm saying. Well, what, not me, your guardian angel saying, I'm just repeating. And focus on really just realizing how amazing you are and not allowing yourself to cut the judgment. But I do see the negative is the karmic ties.
Okay. So that's, if I clear that, then to be clear with her, like, it just is automatic, right? I clear myself, things will be better with her.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that's it's thinking, but you'll see. It will create major movement.
Excellent. And thank
then your next
so much.
Book. You're welcome. Your next book needs to be about dreams.
Dreams.
And I want to interrupt here. I have a magazine. If you want to write to me at starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com, I'll be happy to put in an excerpt of your book.
Really? Okay, so wait, is it on your blog talk thing? I can't
on
remember
the website.
That.
Just email me and I'll show you. Just email me at starz like in zebra, cast like in Tom, mysticlivingtoday.com. That's the name of the evening. But you write to me and I'll remember you. I remember everybody. I don't miss anything.
That. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's what I do. That's part of the job, right, Tammy? We do these things and we love it. So yes, I'll see your name and I'll say, okay, this is good, and you can send me an advance excerpt. We can do a press release, whatever you like.
Nice. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, here we go. The next one.
Okay.
This is Mindy, Tammy. Hold on. Okay, let me get to Mindy.
Okay. This is fun.
Hello.
I never do.
Hi, Mindy. You're live on the air with Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. So my question is about relationship, I guess, with this guy that I've been seeing. I'm wondering what his... good, or if it's bad, or what
Wait, you're wondering what? Your phone is staticky. What are you saying?
Oh, I'm wondering if it's a good or a bad unionship, or like, you know, if he's not the one or whatever, I don't know. Or if he is, I don't know.
Okay. Number one, do you want me to be very honest and blunt with you?
Please. That's the only way I can understand.
Thank you. Okay. Otherwise, I feel kind of suffocated. Okay. So, number one, he is what you call like he's a stepping stone. Okay. So I don't feel like he's the one. And there's one way I can, well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, bottom line, I don't feel like he's the one. I feel like he's a learning lesson relationship, that he is a stepping stone to helping. He's all about helping to build your confidence and giving you what you need so that you can be filled once again. I do see that you reject him, but it's because you're a giver. You're not a receiver. So one of the things that your guardian angel is describing is that you need to take advantage of learning how to receive. You know what receiving means?
Yeah.
So like if he gives you flowers, be like, oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And don't worry about giving anything back. Or if he gets you a glass of water, don't feel like now you got to go make him a big dinner. Let yourself sometimes just receive without feeling the responsibility of having to do anything back. You see what I'm saying? Just receive.
Okay.
With nothing in return. One of the things that I'm being told is that you feel, because of your childhood, because of you being such a nurturer and such a beautiful soul, you give so much that you have a habit of not allowing yourself, you know, you give so much, you have a habit where you stopped allowing yourself to receive. You're just like, oh, well, you went into a training basically, and you've been trained that that's not what life is about. Life is about giving, and some of the other relationships created blockages in that area as well. He's a wonderful guy. He has potential to be an amazing relationship and very, very long lasting. But there's a lot of things that are happening where I feel as though that he's not communicating. He lacks communication skills. And because he's not communicating, you feel as though that there's a part of you that's empty. And you're trying to wonder, when is he going to start being more communicative? When is he going to start taking things more on a deeper level? So you're confused and you feel like things are up in the air. So you're afraid to open yourself and give your whole heart when he hasn't allowed himself to communicate and give his whole self yet. So you're kind of confused. And I don't blame you. I'm right there with you. I completely see it clearly. But he feels like he's not good enough. So you guys are both doing the same exact thing is what's happening, Mindy. You're afraid and he's afraid. And you guys are doing the same thing, where he doesn't know how to allow himself to show his true self because he's afraid he's not good enough. And then you're afraid to allow yourself to open up because you're afraid of getting hurt. So you guys have different reasons, but you're doing the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. But I feel like we came together. I feel like it was like there was something, I don't know, I just feel like, I mean, something significant happened and he almost lost his life. And, you know, I was there to help, you know, stop these people from hurting him.
Uh-huh.
And so instantly I have a love for him, and he speaks of God and stuff. So I thought I needed to help him.
Well, he's a twin flame. Do you know what a twin flame is?
No.
A twin flame is someone who's connected. It's someone who has been an intimate partner with you in a past life. So it's a very familiar, very comfortable, very amazing connection that you have with people in this lifetime. Not everyone connects with their twin flames, but he's a twin flame.
Oh, wow. Huh.
So, I mean, it makes sense. If you think of it, one of the things that made him feel so special was because it was a very familiar feeling. Forget about saving him and all that stuff. That's magical in itself. That's like God right there. But the fear that you felt was very familiar before you saved him, and all the other stuff got also a part of it, you know?
Right.
Like when I close my eyes, I see you guys in France.
As friends?
So I know you've had life together. Uh-huh.
Not as boyfriend, girlfriend then.
No, you guys were married and you guys had two kids in France.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about a past life.
Okay. so we can't be together in this life? Yeah, so is that off limits in this life, or how does that work?
You're not understanding. You can make the relationship work with this guy. You can, Mindy. But I don't feel like you guys are open at the level where you guys need to be open. You can make the relationship work for a while. But I don't see, I'm being honest with you, I don't feel like this relationship is forever. And the only reason why I see the potential of you guys not being together forever is only because of you. It's not because of him. He cares for you. He loves you. He feels like you're awesome and amazing. But I just feel like something inside of you pushes people away and does something. So if you change your behaviors, if you change some things that are creating blockages in your life, then you can change a lot in the relationship that you have.
How do I do that?
Well, you have to start healing. You have to start working on opening up your chakras and your point levels in your body. You have to go to someone like me that knows not just how to give you the information, but also how to heal you. If there's someone you trust, call them, connect with them. Allow yourself to find someone that you know is going to be your teacher, your healer, so that you can start allowing yourself to truly take your whole love and light and put it right in the front. You know, bring it to the surface, bring it to the front. Don't allow yourself to be hidden.
Okay.
I mean, do you realize, Mindy? Let me ask you a question. Do you realize that you're afraid? I mean, do you realize you hold back? Or is this an abuse?
I have when he is coming around, I have sweat dripping down my forehead. Like, I'm so nervous, and it's messing with my health.
Okay, that's you're worried about your health, you said? What did you say?
It's messing with my health. I feel like I'm like on the verge of fever and like having hot flashes, and I feel like it's overwhelming.
Okay, when you're describing that to me, that's describing to me very, very, very clearly that it's a very deep, very passionate, very strong past life that you had with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're but the thing is exactly like your guardian angel said, you're disconnected. You're not allowing yourself to be open as much as you say you're open, you say you want it, but in reality, as soon as you even said what you said, and then I said, excuse me, what did you say? And you repeated, you feel like it's bad for your health. You're doubting the miracles that God gave. You're doubting the gift that your guardian angel presented by allowing yourself to have doubt in you, not in him, but in you. You just, it's like him. He doesn't feel like he's good enough. I told you, you both have the same thing going on right now.
Hmm.
He thinks you're just like this gift that came from the heavens and you're this angel. He's just like, oh my gosh, God gave me an angel. I'm so blessed. And he sees you as the most amazing, amazing person. And he just wants to just take that, but he's so afraid you're going to figure him out. And then you're going to say, oh, you're out of here. It's done. It's over. I'm done with you.
But I don't feel like I want to. I feel like I'm going to be that one that sticks with him, till the end, whether we're friends or whether we're in a relationship. I feel like there's a connection I can't even begin to describe.
Yeah, I do see that you and him will be friends forever. That I know. I don't see that you guys are going to be intimate forever. I do see that you and him are friends forever, though.
Okay.
I see a very strong, very powerful relationship. And I see him helping you to do building and helping to do, like, creative things and helping you with building. And it's a very clear vision.
So there's no way I can fix myself to open him, to stay with him.
Of course there's a way, but I don't believe anyone needs to be fixed. I just believe we need to become, healed. I don't think we're broken. It's just we block ourselves. So, that's number one. If I can teach you 1 second, don't ever say there's something wrong. You're not broken. We don't have to fix you. You're not a clock. You have to remember your value and remember how amazing you are. And you forget that, by putting those type of words and putting that in the air, by manifesting that energy. So remember how valuable, remember how awesome. And then allow yourself to start sitting there and saying, okay, how can I heal myself? How can I transform so I can become more awakened? And I mentioned that to you earlier, calling somebody that you trust, working with a healer, working with somebody like me that knows how to help you to unblock the chakras, energy point, and levels in your body and help.
So how do I get a hold of you? How do I get a hold of you after the show then?
Well, you can go to her site, asktammyadams.com. asktammyadams.com, and you can reach her there.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you, honey. Have a good evening. Stay safe now. Okay.
Thank you. You too. You guys are wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay, let's go to Panika. I love that name. Must mean something.
Yeah, I want to ask.
Hi.
Hi, Panika. Hi. You're live on the air with Tammy. I love your name.
Oh, cute. Thanks. It's Tanika with a T like Tom. A is an apple.
Oh, T. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you're live on the air with Tammy. Go ahead, ask your question.
Hi, Tammy.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, when do you see me leaving my current job or any sort of change happening in it, or if you see anything pop up with me for love life? I'm open to hearing.
Like, if you're old, just tell me whatever you have to say.
Make it good, that's
all.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Good
Where do you,
absolutely.
Where do you live? What area do you live in?
I live in New York, Long Island, New York.
Okay, let me close my eyes. Okay, so I just wanted to be clear about this. So there's an opportunity that's going to bring you to the West Coast. I had to ask because I'm confused. So as soon as you got on the line, I saw you packing up a suitcase and I saw you going to the East Coast. It kind of looked like Seattle. It could be Washington. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have a map in front of me. I'm not great at the map. It could be one of the other states next to it. But I see you going towards the West. And what I'm seeing is there's going to be an opportunity for you definitely that's going to help open a door so that you can have more confidence. It's a position and it's a career that's going to start changing your circumstances, changing your situation so you can start having more freedom, basically, is what your guardian angel is saying. While you get this opportunity that's going to take you towards the West, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be interested in relationships. You're a very attractive person, but the part that makes you more attractive than anything is your smile. You just have this beautiful smile. And I know coronavirus will bring masks, it's hard to smile right now, but they can see it through your eyes. And one of the things that your guardian angel is describing is that people become very connected to you because you're an old soul and because of you always having very you're like a therapist. You know, you're always helping everybody. You're always, your heart's on your sleeve. So that's a good thing, but you don't leave enough for yourself. So your guardian angel is saying one of the things that you have to start practicing is learning how to pull back the reins a little bit so that you can start allowing yourself to save a little bit of the juice for you. Juice meaning self-love, self-worth, self-confidence, self-love, self-worth, self-confidence. Remembering you don't have to give it all away all the time. And you need to forgive those from the past. There's something that's inside of your vibration, your energy that needs to be forgiven. And you need to trust in God more. You have, it's like you believe in something, but you don't really, you don't know which direction to go. So there's a part of you that has so much faith and there's a part of you that gets confused. It's like you're one leg in, you're one leg out. And instead of you having the confusion, your guardian angel wants you to feel secure and confident. Well, the only way that's going to happen is by really working on your belief and knowing whether you call it God or a higher power or, you know, the universe, the light, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. And what your guardian angel is saying is that the doors are supposed to be opening in May, but things aren't going to become a reality till August.
Yeah, because I need it so bad, my job. They're wicked to me. And what you just said is truly me. And I'm telling you, I have a problem putting up a shield. I can't. And my job, they're just awful. And they just use me to, like, assert themselves in front of people. Like, stuff like that goes on. And it's all women. And it's just horrible. It's, like, horrible.
Yeah. You're always trying to now, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest and blunt so I can help you. You let yourself be used. Because you're worried about the judgment and you're worried about what's going to be said behind your back. Now, if I wasn't worried, if I didn't see that, then I think you would be able to do more self-love, self-worth, self-confidence and pull the reins back. But because you're worried about judgment, that's why you keep giving everything and you go home and you're like sucked dry, you know? And what your guardian angel said is that it's, I know this sounds horrible, but if somebody is going to give them their whole self and they're going to let people use them, people are just going to keep using. It's a very horrible habit. It's a horrible thing that people do. God bless them and forgive them for their wrongs. But the truth is, they're not doing something that other people wouldn't do because all people have bad habits. So we can't judge them. But what you can do is change your circumstances, change your situations, learn how to get out of that situation, and go towards this new opportunity that God and the universe is putting in your life, going towards the West Coast, so that you can be transformed, so that you can allow yourself to have open arms and welcoming and create transformation. See, when I see you creating a program. I see you helping people. I see you helping kids. I see you creating a dream, going back into your childhood, investing in creating, you know, something that you always dreamed of since you were very young, and following your dreams. But you're currently not doing that because you're in survival mode. You're just working your butt off and surviving, which is what most of the world does. It's not uncommon. If you change that behavior, you'll succeed. And I see a bright future.
Sounds good to me, Tamika.
I do want that. I do want that because it's affected everything. I care about someone, and I thought he cared about me a lot, and he just seems to have disappeared. And this is, you know, it's just not like the they would be more. I was just tired of dating, and I finally got myself open to him. And he was at the other job, and now I left that job thinking it would make us better. Not that that's the full reason why I left, but the last time I heard from him was January. And, I mean, it's, that is another thing that just depletes me, you know. And I don't know if he was just using me or, like, what that was about, or if he's going to come back, if it's over, if he moved on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, like you said, that's what I'm going through.
Well, he doesn't, I can tell you intuitively with the relationship, he doesn't want to allow himself to be with somebody that's going to constantly be, and again, forgive me for the bluntness, a downer. So when he's with you, you have too much down energy. It's like he loves your smile. There's so much he loves about you. But then because you guys became too close, your energy was always drained and it was always down. It wasn't filled with energy, light and joy and happy and everything else. You were so exhausted because you give so much away. You need to save some because he feels like when he was first with you, there was a lot of excitement. There was, oh my God, it was like awesome and amazing. And then, you know, habits begin and you start allowing yourself to say, oh, okay, he'll be there. It's okay. And you just stop trying. And he wants, you know, he wants that fun side of you, that exciting side. And if you can bring that back, the opportunity will present itself again. But just like your guardian angel said just now, there's nothing stopping you from reaching out and saying, hey, what's up? You know, why aren't you saying, hi, how are you? I'd love to go have coffee or whatever it is that people do. And enjoy yourself. Don't be so prideful where you're allowing yourself to hide from what you want. Ask for it, and the universe always gives it to us. Yes?
He knew that I wanted, he knew how I felt about him. He knew that, you know, I wanted a relationship. I didn't want to just keep having just a physical, casual thing. And he would always say, I'm not into a relationship, but he would still pursue. I never pursued him. The last time we saw each other was in January. I agreed to meet up with him. You know, we had a decent time. And then after that, he just would just say, like, you know, I felt like he was criticizing or just saying juvenile things towards me. He just wasn't acting loving. And he just always had a problem opening up. He, like, never let me in. So after that, I was just like, you know, this doesn't feel good. Like, it feels like he's just using me. So that's why I kind of clammed up. And now, you know, I don't know if he's just done, you know, if he moved on. But it hurts. Because I tried so hard with him.
No, he didn't move on. He's in a place and he's just focusing on, you know, obviously taking care of work and doing the things. I mean, it's only been a month and a half, let's say. January was, you know, it's March 4th, March 3rd. What is today? March 3rd? Mm-hmm. And we're focusing on, you know, what is it that you need to do so that you can be happy? That's what I'm asking your guardian angels. And when I'm asking that question, she's saying, relocate, go towards the West Coast, look for a new job, find something that's going to help you to become secure. When I'm asking about the relationship, she's saying that he sees that you were empty. So it was, you were exhausted, you were tired. And he used to love your bubbliness. And even though he says, yes, I don't want a relationship, I'm telling you, I've worked with so many people for over 30 years. I hear that all the time. That's not new news. That's not old news. It's just, that's a common reply. Somebody who's hurt, somebody who's afraid is going to say, I'm not into a relationship. Let's just be together. It's only, that's a protection. That's a word people say to protect themselves. They want love. Otherwise, he wouldn't be calling you. Otherwise, he wouldn't be continuing to try. The only reason why that he's allowed himself to not continue to pursue you is because he feels like you're exhausted and you've closed yourself off. He feels like you're becoming empty.
Yeah, because
you're not the same person he knew.
Huh?
You're not the same person he knew.
Because I didn't want to just keep doing the casual. He wanted to keep doing the casual thing. Like, he never wanted to let me into his life. Like, he knew I was crazy about him. And you see, I'm sure he still knows, but he just seems like he just wanted to just use me for a physical thing. Can I tell you his name?
Sure.
His name is Frank.
Okay, let me close my eyes. I mean, same thing. He's attracted to you. He loves your smile. He loves your eyes. He feels like, I mean, I'm being specific. I'm sorry. He feels like as if that he, when he makes love to you, when he's with you intimately, it's like magic. He just loves to hold you. So there's a lot of positives, but he does not want to, he doesn't, I do agree. He doesn't want to go deep in the relationship, but the more you give him time and have patience, because it's not an old relationship. You just have to be patient. He will open up. He will. You just need to be patient. It's not like he's sleeping with other people. He was just getting to know you. And I know. So.
Oh, because he just stopped communicating. I figured he must have gotten involved with someone new.
No, you just made him feel bad. You said things that just made him feel. Yeah, he has ego. I mean, most people do, whether it's a woman or a man.
I know, but I do too. And after we made love the next day, he was saying stuff like, oh, so, you know, do you think that's enough to knock me out? Like, he was saying stuff like that the next day through text message. So, of course, I stopped talking. Like, that's not the way you talk to a woman. And he knew I was sensitive and how much I cared about him, so that wasn't nice. So that's why I clammed up in January.
No,
he
I get it.
An apology.
I agree. But you're asking, what do I see in the future? And I'm telling you, it's up to you guys to work out your differences, but I know that he's still interested is the bottom line. I'm not
okay,
here to judge.
Okay, I hope this helped you, honey.
Yeah.
Right.
You can always get a reading with her at AskTammyAdams.com. Don't forget that. And you can also go to StarsWithAZPsychics.com. And I'm listening, and I can understand all of this, Tammy. You're right on target. I mean, like I said, I think it's tough out there, and especially now. Times are not good. It's so stressful for everybody. I mean, I'm sure you'll agree with that. It's a tough world right now. And I think, you know, we all want certain things. I want this, and I want that. And you know, I don't know. You just got to be patient. I agree. Be patient. It's tough. It's not easy being patient.
And people are afraid of love. And
yes, they are. You're right.
But,
you're right. You're so right, honey. You're so right. Yes, they are. They're petrified.
So, they are.
Because they think it's going to put them in chains or something. I don't know. But I think Tanika will be fine. I think she'll be fine. I think you've given her encouragement that she needs. And thank you for coming, honey.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, that was a wonderful session. That made me happy.
Okay, let's go down to, let's see, who do I have? Okay, I don't have this person's name, but we're going to bring him in. And we've got to watch the time now for sure for you.
Okay.
Hi, you're live on the air with Tammy.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Grace. And I would like to know what you see for Matthew and me.
Okay, let me see. First things first, Grace. I feel like as if that the one thing I do like about the relationship is that as soon as I closed my eyes, I saw that there was a really great friendship, not so much of an intimate relationship, but a really great friendship. Now, one of the things that I have taught, because a lot of people don't know about me is that I've actually lectured and speak around the world. And when I do lectures about soulmates or twin flames and relationships, one thing that is that someone who has a great friendship with someone always ends up having an amazing relationship forever. So I love the relationship you have with Matthew, and intuitively I can see it, but I feel like there is some type of darkness. There's something that's haunting him, and there's some shadows in his closet that he's trying to hide from. So that's the only negative with Matthew. Other than that, I really like him.
Okay. And anything else for us?
I mean, I kind of said it pretty clearly, but I'll say it again. Usually when someone has a friendship, there's potential for you guys to last forever. And I know that it can happen between you and Matthew. But because of the shadows that are in the closet, because of some of the things he's hiding from, it's up to him to allow.
Cut off the friendship and focus on meeting somebody else? Or can I have a friendship and meet someone else?
Oh, you can keep him as a friend if you want to, but Matthew wants an intimate relationship and Matthew wants you only. But if you don't want to be with Matthew, then you should definitely let him go, because he will never find happiness if he thinks he has a chance to be with you.
Okay.
So if you want to be with somebody else, then you'd have to let him go, because he will continue just being there.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yeah, when do you see me going back to work?
Not for a couple of months. There's stuff that's going on that you still need to figure out, and there's some other financial stuff that I'm seeing that you have to organize. So I just don't see that you are able to.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Grace. Have a good evening and be safe, please, okay?
Yeah, I know. I just got sick from the COVID, and
I'm getting better. Care of yourself. Don't stress.
Yeah, I am.
Take good care of yourself, okay?
I know. Yeah.
Okay,
honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, I'm going to only take a few more here because I want to talk to you and find out more about what you're doing.
Thank you. That sense about her COVID, because they said that she can't go back for a while. COVID takes
months. That's right. That's
sometimes.
How you saw the 2 months.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right on. Okay, let's go to this next one quickly here.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air with Tammy.
Lisa, Arizona. Hi, Tammy. I can tell you like relationship. That's awesome. Because sorry to interrupt you. I have a relationship question too, pretty please. And I'll make it quick because we've got a lot of callers. And thank you, ma'am. It's letter I. I haven't talked to him for six, 7 weeks. We had great communication, great relationship. There was times that he didn't know what to do. He would tell me, "I really don't know what to do." And I was like, "Okay." Anyway, do you see any sparkle, any form of communication? We go. If we allow somewhere to meet.
One of the things that I'm being told is that he's having complications because he has difficulties with his family. So it has nothing to do with him. It has to do with family and people that are interfering with his relationship. When I see his desires and does he want the relationship to work, does he want to be with you? Yes, he wants to be with you. Does he feel like you're amazing and you're someone who understands him? He does, but he feels like the pressure and the responsibility of his duties, of his responsibility, of what he's been trained and taught to behave and to do and, you know, just brainwashed basically in the world, the way we become. And he allowed himself to go into that space of feeling the responsibility of taking care of others. Him being with you is selfish and needy. It's what he wants. It's his selfish desires. Does he want to be with you? Yes. Can it happen? Absolutely. Will it happen? Not until April.
Oh, that's great. So I get to see him in April then.
Yes, that's what I see very clearly.
Awesome.
Thank you. Good news for you.
Yeah, good news for you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, let's see who we've got next. This number, here we go. I got them all numbered because some of them I didn't get their names. Okay, you're live on the air with Tammy. Ask her your question.
Hi, it's wanted to see if I could get a general message from Spirit.
Hi, what is your name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, I love your question the most. Like, best question ever. Okay, let me ask. Okay, so first things first, Nathaniel, I'm being told that you're very gifted yourself. You have intuition, you have an ability that you've had for quite some time. But what's happening is it's almost like as if that there's been fear, not fear in regards towards your ability, but there's been fear that's been in your space stopping you from having the freedom that you used to have. I don't know what it means. I don't know why, but I see that there's fear. One of the things your guardian angel is saying is that you need to focus on allowing yourself to let the light come in and get rid of the darkness. So you need to cleanse things. You need to get rid of any type of negative energy, blockages, interference. So do you have maybe Palo Santo or a sage or anything at home?
I just moved into a new place, so I don't really have any sage right now, but
okay.
I have a lot of clutter to clean up. I have stuff that's okay. I'm moving to storage in the garage.
Okay, get the you know, smudging stuff. I don't, whatever one you want, the Palo Santo, frankincense, sage, whatever.
Would probably be white sage would be the best.
I would love white sage. That would be yes, a great. Choice. But get this sage and bless the space, because what I'm seeing is the energy that's in the space needs to become your own. And I'm kind of seeing like a little bit of darkness. And I'm being told that you need to cleanse the space so it can become your own and so you can have a lot of light. That's my biggest thing. In regards towards the fear, I did receive a little bit more information towards that. I was told the fear is a little bit in regards toward your emotions. You're trying to understand. You're taking things that are happening in the world more personal. And not personal where it's like, oh, they're attacking me, but you're taking it. Everything that's happening is going, it's coming into your heart. It's coming into your soul. It's coming into your spirit. And it's affecting your positive light that you used to have so much of. And I'm being told that you need to focus on getting your light back. And really, don't allow yourself to pay attention to the world. Don't pay attention to what's happening. Just be the manifester as God has created you to be so that you can be the light and the inspiration as you're meant to be. So once you're done cleansing the space, make for sure everything is cleaned and organized. Make for sure you purge and get rid of things you don't need. Do a ceremony. Get rid of whatever no longer needs to be there. Bring in white light. Light a little white candle for God, you know, putting positive energy and start manifesting the good stuff again. And taking your power back and being the light that you were born to be.
You know, thank you so much. I just have one little question about my eye. I've injured my eyes a while back ago, about 6 months ago. And you get kind of like spots and stuff. Do you see them getting better? Is there some way, something I could do to get them better, they're saying?
The only thing I'm seeing in regards to the situation with your eyes, to be honest with you, I'm seeing that there's a little bit of complications in regards towards a blockage, but it looks like, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm just telling you as an intuitive what I see. I see like as if that there's a little bit of a complication with a connector, almost like as if that something's going on with one of your neurons inside of your brain or behind your eyes or something. So it's more of a medical issue. You could manifest it and heal it, but other than that, you have to go to a human.
Rub my hands together and then put them over my eyes. Someone said to put a tea bag over,
put them over your eyes, but also put them over your temples, because the energy that I'm seeing is more towards your temples, not your eyeballs. Like, the disconnection seems like it's more towards your temples.
So that would be crystals or my hands?
I would put your hands because you already have positive energy and you know exactly what it is that you need to do.
It's a yogic kick. Rub your hands together and then, you know, put it on your heart and breathe in and then breathe out when you do it, your eyes.
Right. But breathe out the fear, the stress, breathe out the toxins, breathe out the, whatever's wrong.
Yes. Well, I thank you so much. And I'll remind myself that I'm so gifted because of you told me
you
so.
You are gifted.
I am.
Well, you are. Yeah,
and
you
I
are.
Beat myself up and beat myself up and I tell myself I'm worthless. But
well, don't do that because, Lathaniel,
it's really ridiculous.
That is ridiculous because you're being your own worst enemy. And you know what? It's common because the world sometimes changes to say that we're crazy or we're worthless. I mean, my family did it all my life. So
we
I get
it. Our best friend, not our worst enemy.
Oh, I was taught by my guides and by God since I was a child that what we quite often forget to do is to look in the mirror and say, I love you, and forget that we are supposed to be in love with ourselves more than any human being. We forget that we are the most important human on the planet. We give everyone else credit and put them in a higher place than ourselves. And we forget that no one better than us, no one. They're the same species. Doesn't matter what has happened in our life. It doesn't matter what our circumstances. It doesn't matter what we look like. We can make anything happen when we believe. The power of manifestation is endless, and we forget that.
Now, what is your name? You're not Tammy, are you?
Tammy.
Her name is Tammy Adams, and you can go to her site, Nathaniel. It's asktammyadams.com.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Okay, I think we're going to wind it up so that I can just talk a little bit to you about what are you doing next now, Tammy? What's on your agenda?
Me? After this show?
Yeah.
After this
show? Months from now. What are you up to now? I mean, I know you do readings and you have your site and you do this and you do that. Are you writing another book? What are you doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. So I am writing another book. So I have The Secret to Your Chakras, which is a small handbook, and it's basically giving the information to people of what they need to know how to fix their chakras and rebalance themselves immediately. It's more of a handbook because I know a lot of people that I work with, and not even saying people I work with, myself included, we don't want to read 365 pages to get to an answer. Wait till chapter 5 to figure out what I need to do to help myself. So
that's true.
I gave all the answers, and then there's another book that's coming out, and that book is more about spirituality and teaching people how to connect with their guardian angels, what they need to do to help themselves, many, many different things, spiritual subjects. And I'm very excited about it, but I'm really focusing on the Indigo School. That's really where all my whole COVID time has been. During the time of COVID, before COVID, I think at least 3 times a month I was at, whether it was New York or London or, California or Arizona, it didn't matter, wherever it was, Florida, it didn't matter. I was always, always doing lectures or speaking or whatever it was. And since COVID, it's the first time that I've had in forever to really be home and just sit and focus on the mission, focus on really creating this amazing place for children and for people. So that's been my focus, is really just getting the Indigo School fixed, making for sure to get it completely prepared by this summer so that we can help those who have been through shock therapy or told that they're ADD or told that they're crazy or whatever it may be, and help them to realize they're gifted.
It's a shame. A lot of times what we hear, and sometimes it happens when we're little, we get set on this path. You and I, our paths were very similar. I wasn't told anything. You weren't. You just listened and saw. But there are so many out there that they just need to step back and love themselves, right? And be happy.
Yeah.
Try. I mean, we're not all happy. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I have bad days. Oh, God knows I have bad days sometimes. But
me too.
And you do too. I mean, we're not these little angels walking around that everything is just perfect, hunky-dory. It's not that way. But
no.
We work through them, and we know that the sun is going to shine tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. And you know what I do, Tammy, and I don't know about you, is I think I have a son, and I think about him and my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, and my goddaughter, and the people that are really close to me, and I'm so grateful that I was put in there, they were put in my lives because they're younger than I am. And I think about that. And I just thank every day. And you could do what Tammy and I do. I mean, I'm sure you talk to your angels, you talk to your spirit guides. My thing with spirit guides is, Tammy, is sometimes I think they're on vacation. So, I mean, I've always said that all my life. Oh, yeah, they're around, but they're on vacation. But, you know, anyways, that's
like
just a
that.
Little light for tonight. But I, you know, I know what I talk, who I talk to. I mean, we could talk for hours about what we've experienced and help all these people. And I'm so grateful they all called in and you were able to give of your time to them because they don't realize, you know, it's when you have to keep drawing from things, it takes a lot of energy to do it. I mean, it really, really does. And I appreciate you doing that for all of them. That was so sweet. But I do want to remind everybody, go to her site, asktammyadams.com, and you'll be able to get a reading with her. She has on her site, you can join her mailing list. She's got all kinds of stuff on here, the latest news, webinars, everything. Everything is here. And you have a question on your site. It says, are we alone? No, we're not alone. And, you know, on my Instagram, Tammy, and I know you believe this way, on my Instagram, every time I post something, which is almost every day, I put believe.
Oh,
you have to believe.
You have to believe. That, you know, that's
you
one
have
of the
to.
Things.
Yep.
You have to. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and maybe if you want, I can come back and do another show. One of the things
I would love it.
That would be fun. I was going to talk about, because more than anything, yes, I do private sessions all the time. But one of the things, if someone was to say, Tammy, what are you really? I would say, I'm the teacher for teachers. I teach people how to bring out their ability and how to become who they're supposed to be on this planet. And one of the things that's really great is I wanted to teach people what are the 10 ways that they can align their chakras and change their vibration, start healing their energy? How can they discover the life purpose? It's like, those are the things I've taught for 30 years. You know, how do you connect with your soulmate? What is a soulmate? And people, it's like, you know, it proves it even while I was, you know, answering people's questions today. Well, what about this love? What about this relationship? I haven't did these type of sessions for so long to actually just do live readings on air. It's so fun. It is so fun because it just reminds me of so many years ago when I used to do that. And
yeah, it's
it
impromptu. It's an impromptu kind of thing because you don't know what they're going to ask.
Well, it's not just that. It's tickly because you're helping people to believe and see for those who don't invest, don't call, or don't do a private session. You're helping those who are really looking and knowing that God and guardian angels are real. And you're giving them information and you're giving them hope. You're inspiring them. You're transforming them. You know, with me, I'm a little too honest sometimes, so maybe I might be shocking them. But the truth is coming forward, and it just changes it just changes things. And it's so fun. It's fun to talk to people. It always excites me.
That's what I do every week. And it's from every walks, all different kinds of people from different countries. And, you know, I've been asked, well, how do you do that? It's easy. For me, it's easy. I mean, I love people. I love helping people. You know, that's why I really wanted to get to all of these if we could, and we did. I had one caller that dropped off. I mean, you know, that just left, didn't drop off. That doesn't sound nice.
Right.
It was very lots of energy, and they're listening to you. They're still on the line. They're still listening. And that tells me, well, yes, exactly. That tells me something about you, that you were able to say things that maybe they didn't really want to hear totally, but It was truth, and they have to believe. You just have to believe. I mean, I can tell people that till the sky falls, and the sky is not going to fall. I don't need to see with my eyes. I feel inside. I know. I have seen things with my eyes, but I feel inside. I just know. But somebody will say, why don't you give up on that? No, I'll never give up. No. Never.
Absolutely.
And all of these people that are listening, don't you ever give up. I don't care what happens to you. You can't. You must keep going. You have a purpose. You have a purpose.
You do. And there's this, my favorite clients or people that I meet in the coffee shop or wherever it may be, are people who don't believe. They tickle my little stomach, and I feel butterflies in my stomach because I know that I'm going to help to change their whole belief system.
Right.
And the reason, obviously, by being intuitive or telling them things that they don't know about themselves, or that they do know about themselves, excuse me, and they get shocked. But what excites me is that people don't allow themselves to realize, since the very beginning of time, one of the reasons why we were all so intuitive, one of the reasons why it was so common to talk to angels, to see angels, to have a wise man show up out of the desert, whatever happened, it was common because we believed. This day and age, we lack belief because we are told as children. Okay, I'll give you a silly story. I know I should probably be going. My daughter.
No, we have time. I extended the time.
Okay, great. Okay, my daughter was.
You see, I have a sense. I knew. No, go ahead.
Oh, good. My daughter was 6 years old. She was in first grade. And she was going to a non-denominational private school. She got in trouble at a Montessori school for mentioning God's name, and she was suspended for 2 weeks. So then we said, oh, my Father God, we got to put her in a religious school because, you know, she got in trouble for mentioning God's name. So then we put her in a non-denominational, private school. So then she goes in this school, and I'm like, okay, good. Now she's not going to get in trouble because my daughter's just very gifted and she's a very outspoken person. And the teacher said she had to write a report on animals that used to exist and how they've transformed. Remember, this is first grade. Transformed from history up into today, and what is this creature today? So she wrote about unicorns and how unicorns have turned into horses. Well, she took my daughter to the front of the class, and she made fun of my six-year-old daughter, saying that she believed in unicorns.
Oh, that's a no-no.
And we all know what I did. That wasn't a good relationship after that with her.
No.
But the point is, she made fun of a six-year-old believing in unicorns. So if my own human child that I do everything to protect as much as I possibly can, how is it that all of us that don't understand, and or those parents or those people who don't know that God is real or angels are real or spirit guides are real or, you know, another dimension, universal multiverses are real, those who don't understand, how are they going to be able to support those babies and those children? How are they going to continue to make them believe if they don't even understand themselves? So it's hard to believe. I get that. I totally understand it. But those who are listening and those who come searching can't put one foot in, one foot out. They have to believe completely and take that leap of faith and jump in all the time. Because when you're doing something right, it's a constant pool. We're always, always growing. We're always transforming. We're always awakening and we're always climbing. People think that once you become spiritual, that you're there and there's no effort. That's a lie.
It is.
So that's like, I worked out one time. Now I should be fit for the rest of my life, look hot and be amazing. That's a lie. If I don't eat right, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like you have to keep giving it fuel. You have to keep, you think of it inside. And you know, there isn't a day, I can't even tell you how long it's been now. We've all been through a lot that I don't talk to God. I don't talk to my friend Maya. I don't talk to Jesus. That's my list. I mean, and sometimes when I talk to God, it's like a dissertation. I mean, and I'm not joking. I will look up and I'll say, okay, this is enough. We need to stop this. This is enough. You know, I mean, I do that. I mean, probably thinks, or I mean, you can think God is a she. It doesn't matter, but whatever. Probably thinks, oh God, here's Natalie again. She's gonna blast me with something. No, but I don't do that every day. I mean, but I am very strong about how I believe, and if I could wave a magic wand, I'd fix it all for everybody fast. It would all be gone. And but I do have a wand, by the way, but it's not magic. I would do it. One of my gals sent it to me. It's an angel on a wand. But anyways, but you have to believe. And when I was a little girl like you, I mean, I was alone. I know I had guidance. I just know because now I just know too much. I mean, I'm just like, sometimes I go at warp speed, Tammy. I can't. My days are so busy, and the brain is working. The left, the right side. I mean, I'm just going five speeds, if you want to think about it. And I really love it. But sometimes I think to myself, gee, I wish I was doing this. I wish I would have done this 20 years ago. But then I stop myself, and I'm telling this to everybody that's listening. But then I stop myself. Because I think you are doing what you're supposed to be doing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 20 years ago, I wasn't ready for all of this. I couldn't have done a radio show. I couldn't have had a magazine and all of this other stuff. I couldn't have. I wouldn't have known. Plus, there wasn't the internet just is so expansive. It's so wide and broad now that, you know, when I started off, I worked for America Online, and there was only Internet Explorer. And America Online was a browser. That was it. There wasn't all of this other stuff. But you have to take your steps. You have to go through the steps and learn. And I did, and I know you did. I mean, we just didn't wake up one day and say, oh, okay. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to take the steps. You have to learn. Everybody has to learn. Tammy, you are amazing, and I'm going to have you back.
Thank you. I would love to. It makes me excited to talk to people and be with you. You have such a beautiful spirit. I would love to spend time with you again.
I'm going to contact you anyways because I wanted to talk to you about someone, not living, someone who has passed. Because we were like sisters, and I know she's with me, but I don't want to get into it. I don't want to spend time talking about myself. Or asking questions. I have a lot of people that are on, and I don't like to get into that, so I like to do one-on-one. So I will be in contact with you,
worries.
And we can do a one-on-one. But anyways, everybody, it's been wonderful. I will have Tammy back, and what you need to do is if you want to know who's going to be on the show, go to starswithazpsychics.com, and up at the right-hand corner, yours truly puts a little note there. Sometimes I'll just say, be safe, follow the guidelines. It won't be a dissertation, and every week, whoever the guest is going to be, and Tammy was up there for since Saturday, I put who's the guest and the time. Sometimes the time frame changes because if they're in another country, I have to adjust the time, which I love. I'll accommodate anybody. I have a man. Listen to this. You're going to love this. I have to tell you this. He is in Jerusalem.
Oh, God, my heart. I used to live in Israel.
Oh, well, I want to go there. I mean, you know, his publicist, she said, oh, he's got an interview. I said, you just choose a day. Just get him. Just get him for me. I want to talk to him. And then she told me where he was from, and I wrote her back. I said, okay, date. I want the date, and I want the time, because he's in Israel. So, you know, it wasn't Israel when Jesus was born. It was Palestine, I believe, wasn't it? I think so. But when I found out he was from Jerusalem, I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be wonderful. This poor man is going to be asked so many questions. He's been living there all his life. So, it's going to be fun. I have so much fun. I've had so much fun with you tonight. And we will have Tammy on again. Now, what I might do is I'll get a hold of Tammy. We might have her on a different day because I'm scheduled until August with interviews. So I will bring her in maybe a month and a half or something if she can. And so all of you that are listening that didn't get your question answered, we'll do this again, and she'll be able to talk a little bit more about what she's doing. And you're wonderful. I knew it would be a wonderful talk. I really, really did. It's not even an interview. It's a talk. Okay?
Exactly.
Thank you again, honey. I love you dearly, and I will be in touch. I will get in touch with you through your publicist. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you. Have a blessed
Perfect.
Day.
Okay. Okay, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Take care, honey. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, Candy. She's in the chat room. And she, somebody wanted a reading, but, sorry. That's okay. We can't do anything about that. We're really supposed to do an hour and a half. But anyhow, thank you, Candy, for all you do. She sets up all of the, the marketing for me. She got us, listen to this, everybody. She got us a billboard. It's a digital billboard. It's through Blip Billboards. And it's in, I think she'll correct me, Surfside, South Carolina. And so we're doing that. We're going to see how it goes. And if we get any business for starpsychics.com, then we'll do that and we'll run with that. And it's cool. It's so cool. She wrote me and she says, you finally got yourself a billboard. I mean, good thing it's not me on the billboard, but it's a nice one. It's got love with these little blocks. It's really, really sweet. Thank you, Candy, for doing that. Anyways, that's it for me tonight. I'm going to end the show like I always do, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night, everybody. Much love to all of you, and please be safe. No matter what you do, be safe. Now I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to make you be all want to dance. Free to love. Here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night, everybody. Be safe. See you next week. Hello?